Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. Of course, I am your host, Angela Bless. Yay! So guys, I'm doing a late record because I had a football practice that I had to film, and I had to do a sports interview on today also. So for those of you guys, I pray everything is well with you. I pray that that God is giving you the desires of your heart. You're tuning in to Help Solve Me, Unsolved Crimes. This is our new series. On Sundays, we will have it. You can catch us on all platforms on Sundays. We also have Help Find Me, Missing Persons and Missing Children in Florida. This is our second season. We're on our fifth episode. You can tune in to that on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as well. As well, on Thursday, we have our podcast that we do topics and so forth like that. Interviews, interviews with business owners, actresses, you name it, that. So we are on every, that's Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time also. So guys, welcome to, I believe this is our second episode, our third episode actually, wow. We're talking about Kelvin McDuffie. He is actually out of Georgia. I was searching like, who can I talk to? And his case is actually a cold case file. So a lot of the stuff that I Google, it wasn't giving me enough information about him. So I tried various sites and tried to compare. And some of the sites do want you to pay for certain information, which I don't think is right. But who am I to say, because that's not my site. But Kelvin McDuffie is shown an update photo. They're talking about a photo. 25-year-old University of Georgia student was found dead in his car on January 2003. That's crazy. And in Athens, Berner Herrera, if I'm saying that right. So he was actually in Georgia, actually was found dead in Athens. So I'm going to piggyback off of the Atlanta Journal Constitution. And, they may have some things mixed up. They may not. Again, I always want to talk to the loved ones, the friends and family of those cold cases, unsolved crimes, or even, with the missing persons and missing children, and get their side of it if they want to. They can reach me at Angie7102 on Instagram. Send me a message, or JobTalk7102 on Instagram. Just send me a message. I'll get back with you. For Kelvin McDuffie, the future seemed bright. McDuffie had overcome early hardship. His mother was arrested and convicted of manslaughter and a fatal shooting of another woman when he was just a teenager. But he had risen to become a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Reserve and was a student at the University of Georgia with dreams of opening up in a restaurant. So, this guy kind of came from a little hardship in his background. His mom was charged, was convicted of manslaughter and a fatal shooting of another woman. Moving along, it don't tell us what for or she was acquitted. So, but on a cold January day in 2003, the 25-year-old's bullet-ridden body was found in a remote area of Athens, Clark County. Family told police that they last heard from McDuffie the previous day, when he visited his grandmother in his hometown of Alberton, which sits near South Carolina border, some 35 miles northeast of Athens. Do we think it's racial motivated? Could it be a police officer or a state trooper that pulled him over that did it? I'm just stating the facts. Could it be racial profiled? Because if he went to his hometown to visit his grandma, and it's on the border of South Carolina? It's a lot of, it's still segregated, still racist in certain towns and city. Shoot, I went somewhere up in close to Georgia, on the border of Atlanta and Georgia, and small towns back here still have the sundown sign up. I know, but that's another story another day. The fatal shoe was chill. Atlanta remains unsolved, so they're talking about stuff like that. Nearly 14 years later, investigation with the Athens Clark County Police Department said they have no suspect, no serial leads in the slaying of the 25-year-old. As a cold case goes, it's as cold as they come. Effie Rodriguez, Public Information Officer of Athens Clark County Police Department, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, "It's coming up to 10 years since we have had anything on this case. As in all cold cases, investigation predominantly reach out to the family and witnesses, hoping for a new lead and will provide a break in the case," Rodriguez said. "As of yet, when we call the witnesses and family, we're not getting anything that will lead us to the suspects," the spokesperson said. "There's no statute of limitation on homicide, so we'll continue to work on it and try to see if we could find a suspect to get justice for this victim. Since 2003, family members have said they are at loss to understand why anyone would want to harm McDuffie. They describe him as a responsible adult with overcame a great difficulties. He was studying computers at UGA and taking an online business course. Family and friends say his goal was to return to Appleton and open a restaurant, they said. The case has been beset with strange and something tragic developments that have continued to intricate the criminal justice system. Nearly 2 years after McDuffie's body was discovered, his father was shot and killed by an employee at the Athens processing plant where they both worked. Christopher McDuffie Fix, who was sitting in an office at the Pilgrim's Pride Court plant when Nathan Britton, a former Clark County Sheriff deputy, entered and fired at least 7 shots from a Glock 9 handgun, police said, and the elderly McDuffie died instantly. So let's back it up. His mom ended up shooting someone, and she caught on manslaughter charge. So the woman she killed, I don't know, we don't know the details about it right now. Fast forward later, the son ends up dead in his car, riddled with bullets, on the border of South Carolina and Georgia lines, right? And fast forward later, his dad ended up killed by a former deputy. Does this make any sense? Is this not adding up? Something's strange about this case, isn't it? It appeared that McDuffie and Britton had been arguing, and the police did not believe there was any connection between the deaths. They might need to look at it again. The Athens Clark detective who had been working on the Kelvin McDuffie's case, Matthew Henderson, was arrested and convicted of statutory rape charges. Hold on, Detective Clark, who had been working the Kelvin McDuffie. So I hate when they do this, they throw this stuff out here to make you feel less remorseful for the person or someone they're going through. You know, I hate when journalists do that or when people do that to make you feel less remorse for someone that has passed away, deceased, or a victim of a crime. Police departments, police officer detectives normally do that when they don't feel like they want to really solve the crimes. Not all detectives and not all police officers, but most of them do say stuff like that. The 18th Banner Herald reported he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And McDuffie's mother, Cora, was paroled 6 months before her own son's death in June. Wow. Me and Kevin went to pick her up from prison, and we just got her situated when all this happened, Addison McDuffie told the 18th newspaper, and I believe that's his sister talking. After her brother was shot, y'all got to edit in there. After her brother was shot and killed, Alisa McDuffie said everyone was in shock for the longest time because Kevin was the last person you suspect something like this would happen to him. And she reiterated, "Say God," she said, "always seems to take his best." Anyone with any information about the case, to contact Sergeant David Norris. I don't know if he's still on in the Athens Clark County Police Department. At David Norrison at athensclarkcounty.com. So I wonder is any of this related, you know? So his mother shoots a woman, gets charged with manslaughter. Calvin end up dead on the border of South Carolina going towards Georgia in his car, just riddled with bullets. Then after that, his father passed away from someone killing him, a former They said a former, but at the time, I believe he was a detective, police at the time. So a former police department officer killed him. So is there any ties to this? Are we seeing this? I'm trying to get more information about how was his car found and so forth. Like, yeah, guys, I haven't been able to find much information about Kevin's demise. As I Google more stuff, I've been researching it. I have another person, because they have a little group that they talk about something. I'm just going to reiterate back what we were talking about. Kevin McDuff, a 25-year-old University of Georgia student who was found shot down his car in a remote area of Athens, Clark County, Georgia, on January the 16th, 2003, by a delivery driver. Apparently, police have absolutely no leads or clues on this cold case at this time. Maybe, they're starting up ideals about what they think take place. You know, Kevin was in the Missouri, he was in the Army. His mother was charged with manslaughter, who recently, not too long, got out a couple months before his demise. After his demise, fast forward, his father, so Kevin's dad died at 52 from being murdered, and Kevin died at 25 for being murdered. Kevin was a teen when his mom was sent to prison for manslaughter, so a lot of tragedy in his family, but Kevin seemed to be doing well at the time of his murder, and he had plans and goals. He wanted to open his own restaurant, like we say, so something's not just sitting right with me. So I'm going to just briefate the discussions they have. I'm going to just read from a couple. So this person's name is Diane's mom, 08. I haven't been able to find much information on this case, basically just what you have posted here. With that being said, I don't know of anything or of any value can be found out without someone coming forward with more information. I can give my interpretation based on what we do know for fact. The multiple gunshots suggest to me that this could be a crime of anger. What exactly would be the reasoning for such anger towards this young man is unknown, but it is clear that whoever done this wanted to ensure he didn't survive to tell about it. I feel like the person responsible for this is someone who has emotional issues and a history of anger outbursts. They must likely have prior criminal record for absolutely disorderly conduct and other things. I think, you don't want to know what my opinion is. I think this probably was a revenge killing. I just want to say that. I really believe that this was a revenge kill. So I'm going to read a couple more. I went to school with this guy. He was a mild-mannered and great guy. I feel it was something someone else did that got him there. See, I wish they would release some investigation files. This still haunts me. I cannot even find his birthday. I cannot find a memorial page, anything. I did, though, put him on the cold case website today, and I'm hoping one day I can get on here and just find something. This is amazing, because reporting to ask date location be added to this thread. Okay. So that's all the discussion. So one person, they can't even find anything on him on there. But you want to hear something strange? I posted his picture because he's part of the episode I'm doing. I posted his episode on Facebook, right? And this is why I need to hurry and build my own website. As soon as I posted his picture on Facebook, I immediately got a thing from Facebook saying that I'm no longer eligible to be monetized off of nuts. They took all of my monetization, everything away from me. My ass. I said ass, not ass, my ads. They took all of it. I was making monetization off of Facebook, so they took all of that away from me after I posted this picture. So I don't know what's going on, but I do believe that was a retaliation killing as of his father. So they need to look into maybe the woman that his mom killed. Look into her family members. Someone may have watched him. Maybe someone that was upset about their mother or loved one that his mom deceased. But I do believe that this was a revenge killing. You know, I kind of want to shy away from this being race murder. I don't believe this was so. I believe this is something else. So if anyone has any information on Kelvin's McDuffie's crime, his murder, please, please, we need your help. This placement code for a while. If you want information about the case, you should contact Sergeant David Norris with the Athens Clark County Police Department at David Norris. So if he's still in charge, if he's not, y'all just call the police department and give them leads. There is a reward, and you can remain anonymous. You can. So I pray that they find the persons that's responsible for this tragedy. And again, if you are his sister, his family, and you want to add on to the story, you want to talk about it, you feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Angie7102 or email me at bless, B-L-E-S-S, Angie7102@gmail.com. Again, you can email me at bless, B-L-E-S-S, bless Angie7102@gmail.com. This is Angela Bless. I approve this message. Love you guys. Continue to be blessed. And you're tuning in to Help Solve Me, Unsolved Crimes every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. Every Sunday's at 7, maybe later. Love you guys, people.